For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. The California Fish and Game Commission set conservative catch limits for the 2018 recreational ocean salmon season for the North Coast. 2 Chinook salmon per day. The season starts June 17 and continues through October 31, 2018. According to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the main stock of salmon supporting California's ocean and Central Valley River fisheries have been low for the third consecutive year, pushing them into overfished status. This is a reflection of what's been happening to the commercial fishing industry along the North Coast. It is on the brink. California lawmakers stepped in last year to help and requested $140 million in federal disaster relief funds for those impacted by the 2015-2016 closure of the Northern California crab fishery. The federal government granted a large chunk of fishery relief funds to 9 different states in February. However, it is still unclear when the funds will be distributed and how the money will be allocated. At the Noyo Fish Company in Fort Bragg, owner Scott Hockett is busy repairing machinery and making sure all of his crab boats are coming in early ahead of a big March rainstorm. I talked to him about the state of the fishing industry here on the coast and what he expects from the relief.
It's going to be kind of dicey because the original amount that was asked for the Dungeness fishery was huge, you know, and obviously it's going to get chiseled down into something that's a lot smaller. But at this point, whatever we get, it will be greatly appreciated and a lot of help, you know. There's a lot of people that, especially younger guys that can't survive otherwise, you know, so it'll be good.
Yeah, how much has it affected your life?
Well, we laid off all of our full-time employees other than one, and I have 2 crews working on the boats that sat, you know, didn't do a thing, that some of them work regular jobs, you know, and they had to go back, and it's hard.
How has it affected your company overall, like these closures? And
it almost broke us. I mean, to be honest with you, like I said, we laid everybody off and we closed the retail store because we didn't have anything to sell. We didn't have anything to sell wholesale, retail, or anything. So all the employees got laid off and the store got closed and everything was done. So it almost broke us. So, I don't know. we'll see if we can hang on another year.
Really? You think it's that, like, possible? Like, it could only be...
Well, I mean, it's just every year this is, you know, this year we had soft shells, endemoic problems, you know, we had quality problems, endemoic problems, which is horrid. I mean, and it's just every year. I mean, we lost all of our Christmas sales and Thanksgiving sales, which is what carries me through the winter, essentially. Everybody buys crabs, even if they don't have any money, they buy crabs for the holiday, you know? We didn't get any of those sales. We lost them all. Again, it's no different than somebody that's buying Christmas presents at Sears. When you see the thing on the news, it says, you know, the holiday sales are up. Well, we didn't have any. We had 0. None. So you can imagine what my books look like. Not good. I have good credit still, though.
Do you have a backup plan?
I don't know. I'm working on one because I don't know how many more years we can take this. I don't know. It just seems like it gets worse and worse and worse and more lumps that you take and... You can't rebound if you can't go to work.
And is it getting harder to recruit fishermen? Because
Oh, yeah. By far. You can't hold somebody year-round, give a guy a job year-round when you don't know if you're going to be able to go or not. Say, oh, yeah, you know, it used to be you'd have a job for 6 months, and then you could go back to the woods or to whatever, you know, pounding nails, whatever you decided to do. Well, you can't do that anymore because you don't know when you don't ever know when you're going. So it's not good. Yeah, it's a lot harder to find dependable crew members, dependable labor force for the dock, the markets, anything. So it's very hard. And a lot of the larger processors are seeing that. When everybody went fishing, we had problems cooking and processing all the product and all the plants up and down the West Coast because the labor force was gone. You can't just employ 60 or 80 people to work in a plant when there's no product in there. So they lost a lot of their workforce, and then when we all went fishing, we wanted to come unload, we were full. They go, hey, wait, we can't process it all. And this didn't just happen in Fort Bragg. This happened in Eureka, Crescent City, Brookings, everywhere. I mean, it happened up the whole West Coast, all the way into Oregon and Washington. Okay. So the boats were put on limits, daily limits, because they couldn't process them all. And granted, there was some volume, but there always is the volume at the start. You always get some volume, but there wasn't the men and women behind it, the work in the plant weren't there. So they had to try to hire more people and try to get, you know, and you can't say, hey, I haven't seen you in 6 months. You know, you haven't worked, but come in now because I need you for 3 weeks. You know, it doesn't work that way. They have lives and kids and bills and the same thing as everybody else does. So it's trickled down from the boats to the plants to the processors to the retailers to everything. It's really hit it hard.
That was Fort Bragg fisherman Scott Hockett. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.